Hi, this is Rick Harmon. Welcome to our fourth and final part of Nero Burning Rom. In this fourth and final part, I'd like to talk about a few advanced features of Nero. What I'd like to go over first, I'm going to show you how to create an audio CD using an M3U list. Then I'm going to talk about DVDs a little bit, and I'm going to show you an example of creating a video DVD with Nero. Then I will go through the preferences under the files menu a little bit, show you a few things there, and then I'll wrap it up. Okay, we have Nero up and running, and I've told it I want to create an audio CD, and I'm up and running here.
Tab, list view, not selected, 78.m3u, what tab? List 1, list view. Tab, 3 view, m3u, underline test.
Okay, I'm at my drives window here, and I've went to a folder called M3U test.
Tab, list view, not selected, 78.m3u, 1kb, m3u, file to select, I give up, 78.m3u.
Okay, I'm going to take, what an M3U file is it's pretty simple. You can create them in Notepad. Programs like Winamp create them. It's basically just a list of files. It's a playlist of your songs. And you can put them in whatever order you want. What this does is you can take this M3U list that you've created of your playlists and bring it into Nero and make an audio CD from it, and you don't have to take your tracks and everything individually. You just bring the M3U list down to your compilation list. I'll show you here right now. I'm going to press Control and 1.
Control 1, adding file left parent as like parent dialog. Current file folder 3/4 file left parent as like parent. Cancel button, list view, 78.m3u1kb, m3u file 2/25/2006/339.42.a. Tab, list 1, list view, not selected, 1 on man river version 1349.5902.0002.0351.59.
Okay, now in my compilation list, you'll find that instead of just the 78's M3U list, there is now in the compilation actually the song titles, and the song titles in the order of the playlist that was originally created.
1. All Man River version 1349.59. 2. All Man River version 2. 235.63. 3. Slapper down again. 258.01. 0. 4. I give a million tom. 305.45. 02.00.
There's four tracks on this particular list. I'd like to thank Ray for helping me. He provided me with this M3U list and a few sample MP3s to help me out. So I wanted to give a little bit of credit to him. Okay, now that we have the list created down here on the compilation list, I'm going to show you a couple little items that you can do that you may not know of.
3, Slapper, 2, Allman, 1, Allman River version 1349.59, 02.00, 02.00, 351.59.
You have the options here in the audio compilation list to do a couple of advanced features, such as taking out the silence between tracks. There's normally a 2-second gap between each track on an audio CD. You have the capability here to get rid of that. Also, on Nero 6 and 7, have the capability to tell it to crossfade between tracks. You have some options for filtering to cut out hiss and hum and crackle and things like that. you go to a track in the list. We're here on track one. I'm going to hit my applications key.
Applications, context menu, cut control plus X, cut control plus X. Audio editor. Properties, alt plus enter.
I'm going to go up to properties.
Enter, even menus, audio track properties dialog, track properties page, title left parent, CD text right parent, colon edit, Allman River version 1.
This is where you could actually change the title of the track.
Tab, artist left parent, CD text right parent, colon edit, Allman River version 1.
To change the title.
Tab, pause, colon edit 2.
This pause, edit 2 is where you would change the gap between the tracks. Here it says it's two seconds, and what I'm going to do is change it to zero.
Clamp. Zero. Tab. Pause. Bold. Combo box. Seconds. Shift. Tab. Pause. Bold. Edit. Zero.
Okay.
Tab. Pause. Bold. Combo box. Seconds.
So now the gap will be 0 seconds between track one and track two.
Tab. International standard recording code. Left parent. ISRC. Right parent. Colon. Edit.
Not sure what that does, so we're not going to mess with it.
Tab. Checkbox not checked. Tab. Okay button.
Okay.
Shift tab, checkbox not checked. Shift tab, international standard recording code left parent ISRC right parent colon edit. Tab, check tab, okay button. Space, list one, list view, one Allman River version 1349.59, 0 o'clock, 0.00, o'clock, 0.00, 0.00, 349.59. 2, Allman River version 2,
235.62, 2.00, applications. I'm going to hit my application key again.
Audio editor. Properties, alt plus enter.
Go into my properties.
Enter, even menus, audio track properties dialog, track properties page, title left parent, CD text right parent, tab, artist left tab, pause colon edit, 2.
Change that to zero as well.
Zero. Tab. Pause. Bullet. Combo box. Settings. Tab. International standard recording code. Left. Tab. Checkbox not checked. Tab. Zero. Checkbox not checked.
Now what you'll hear on track two and above, which Nero's not telling us properly, it just says zero. What it is here, I'm going to switch to the JAWS cursor.
JAWS to PC. Protection. Bullet corner. Crossfade with previous track. Bullet corner. 0 seconds. Scroll down symbol. PC.
It's a crossfade from the previous track to this track. If you want to have your songs fade from one end to the next, you can set this from zero to say one or two, and it will crossfade into the next track from the previous track for that many seconds. And I believe that's available in Nero 6 and 7. I don't think it's available in 5 or 5.5. Another thing.
Tab, okay button. Tab, cancel button. Tab, apply button. Tab, track properties tab.
Another thing you can do, as I was telling you, go up to the track properties tab.
Indexes, comma, limits, comma, split tab, 0 o'clock, filters tab, normalize.
You have a filters tab. And this is what I was talking about. You can take the tracks and you can apply filters to them.
Tab, filters page, list box, graphic 976, normalize.
You can normalize it.
Deadly.
I'm not sure what that is.
His reduction.
Do his reduction.
Fade in.
Fade ins.
Fade out.
Fade outs.
Stereo whitening.
Do stereo expansion.
Period.
Do karaoke. Take the voice track, the voice information out of the track and just leave the background music.
Echo.
You can put some echo in it.
Equalizer.
Equalization. And you can
echo.
Go to each one of these.
Tab, left, right, slider, 80%.
And set how much.
Shift tab, list box, graphic 976, carrier. Stereo whitening. Tab, left, right, slider, 50%.
How much you want to have each effect done.
Shift tab, list box, fade out. Tab, fade out, time, colon, combo box, 3.
I assume that's 3 seconds.
Shift tab, fade in. His reduction. Tab, his level, left, right, slider, 50%.
You can adjust how much hiss you want to take out.
Shift tab, list, deadly. Normalize. Tab, normalization method, colon, combo box, RMS. Shift tab, list box. Shift tab, filters tab. Escape 2, Allman River version 2, 235.63.02.
So, once you come down to your compilation list, you have some other options that you can do there, you know, such as taking the gaps out of the tracks. A lot of people ask about this. I've seen out on the mailing lists, how do you get rid of this silence between the tracks? This is how you do it. And I could just go down to the next.
3, slap or down again, dot dot dot, 258.01, 002, yeah. Applications, context menu, cut control plus X, cut control plus X, audio left properties, alt plus enter, enter, leaving menus, audio track, rock, title left parent, CD text, right, title left parent, tab, artist left parent, C tab, pause, colon, edit, 2.
take that out as well.
Zero. Tab, pause, bold tab, internationals tab, checkbox, not chat tab, zero checkbox tab, okay button, space, list one, list four, I give a million tom, dot, 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 305.45,
02.00, 927.48, 1233.18. And I did this now to all the tracks, so each track would just play one into the other, all the way through the song. You wouldn't have the 2 second gap. Then, once this is all done, you could just simply hit Control B.
Control B, burn compilation dialog, burn page, determine maximum speed.
To burn your compilation. And that's all there is to it. If you want to create these M3U lists, the easiest way to do it is with Winamp. Winamp will allow you to set up playlists and set the orders, and then you can save these playlists as M3U files. And then you can take those into Nero to burn your audio CDs in the order that the playlist has set. Okay, I'm going to pause this for a second. Okay, we're now going to go on to DVDs. I have Nero back up, and I've told it I want to create a DVD. I'm going to go down through the list of options for DVDs here briefly.
Graphics 17 DVD dash ROM left pair and ISO right pair and 106.
You have your DVD ISO, which is just simply a data DVD. Where creating data DVDs is nice is, as you know, a CD holds 650 to 700 megabytes of data. For data CDs, a DVD for data CDs holds 4.5 gigabytes, which is about seven times what the CD holds. And if you have a newer burner and you have the dual layer support, you can create DVDs of 8.5 gigabytes. And that's a lot of data. You can back up a lot of stuff to a DVD doing this. Okay, our next option.
DVD copy.
Is DVD copy. And this is the same thing as on the CD copy. It allows you to copy data CDs or video CD or DVDs, I'm sorry. It will allow you to copy data DVDs or video DVDs. The video DVDs cannot be anything that's copyrighted, you know, like movies or stuff that, you know, from rentals. Can't do any of that. Nero doesn't have the capability to do that. But it will copy video DVDs that you create from, say you capture something to your computer, you know, an MPEG-2 file, and you create a DVD from that. It has the capability to copy those kinds of DVDs.
DVD-video.
It's a DVD video. You can make DVD video discs from Nero. You will need a another program to do this. Nero takes what is called the video folder from a DVD to create its video DVDs. So you can't just drag an MPEG-2 video file into here and expect Nero to burn it onto a video DVD. It won't do it. You have to have a third-party program. I use MyDVD to create these video folders that Nero requires. There are some other programs. DVD Decryptor will take movies and stuff and will rip them to the computer into a video file folder in the format that Nero can handle for burning. And here in a minute, I'm going to show you an example of making a video DVD.
DVD-ROM left paren UDF/ISO right paren. DVD-ROM left paren UDF right paren.
DVD-ROM UDFs, those are DVDs using rewritables. It's a format that allows you to put a DVD into your DVD-ROM drive and use it as a disk drive. It will allow you to read and write files off of it. I don't really do much with this. I don't know a whole lot about it.
DVD-ROM left paren UDF/ISO right paren. DVD-ROM left paren UDF right paren.
Okay.
DVD-ROM left paren boot right paren.
You can make bootable DVD ROMs. That's for data DVDs. Might come in handy for somebody doing a Windows installation, an unattended Windows XP installation. You can put all your stuff on a bootable DVD, and it would hold more than a bootable CD if you had some third-party applications that you needed installed along with Windows, say like JAWS, your sound drivers, video drivers, stuff that wouldn't fit on just one CD. You could use a boot DVD to do this.
DVD-video.
Okay, we're going to tell Nero that we want to create a video DVD right now.
Enter new compilation dialog. Preview video underline TS.
Okay.
Audio underline TS.
I'm in the video compilation folder view.
New opened.
We're going to give it a name. We go up to new. It's calling it new. We're going to give it a name here, just for the heck of it.
F2, graphic 357 edit, new. T, E, S, T, stick, D, V, D. Enter, preview, test DVD opened.
We're going to call it test DVD. And when you come into this, you'll see that we already have two folders created automatically.
Audio underline TS.
One is called audio TS.
Video underline TS.
The other is called Video TS. These are the folders that a video DVD requires to play on a set-top DVD player or on your computer's DVD player. So what we're going to do is we're going to position this into the Video TS folder, because that's where we're going to do all of our work.
Tab. List new.
I've tabbed to our compilation list. It's empty.
Tab, preview, M3, new underline test.
I'm to my drives folder now.
MP3, neural test DVD, DVD closed.
And I'm going to go to a DVD folder I've set up already.
Neural test DVD, neural test DVD closed. Open 7 closed. Neural test DVD closed. Neural test, jacket underline P. Open DVD. Video underline TS.
Okay, and I've found the video TS folder that my DVD created for me.
Tab, list view, not selected, graphic 75, video underline ts.book12k, dbook file 2/25/2006, video underline ts.ifo, video underline ts.book.
Now this is already has all the files that Nero requires in here for creating the DVD. There are a lot of files. The DVDs don't just have the MPEG files in them for playing. They have a lot of different various files that I know very, very little about. And that's why you have to have a third-party program to create them for you. I'm going to select all these files.
Video underline ts.ifo, video underline ts.fav, vts underline 01 underline 0. Control 1, video underline ts.book, video underline ts.ifo, video tab, preview, video underline ts, preview, video underline ts. Tab, list view, not selected, graphic 502, video underline ts.book, 12k, dbook file 2/25/200.
Okay, and I've got all the files down into my compilation window.
Total size on disk bullet 2798 MB, but DVD DDW 1620 graphic 4.
And I've got about 2800 megabytes on disk here. This is about all there is to this.
Shift tab, preview, video underline, audio underline TS.
We don't need to put anything in the audio TS folder. For whatever reason, everything we need is in the video TS folder, so you don't have to worry about that.
Video underline TS.
Tab, list view, not selected graphic. There's really no options here. This is all you can do. This just allows you to take, say you've ripped a movie from somewhere, legitimately, I suppose, and you have your video folder and you want a way to burn it, and this is how you use Nero to do that. It's probably a little hard to understand. I'm not explaining it real clear. You need more than one program to do this. It's not just something Nero can do right by itself. Video CDs, on the other hand, that use MPEG-1 files, those are real simple. All you do is go tell it you want to create a CD, go into the options, tell it you want to create a video CD, go into Nero, drag your MPEG-1 files down to the compilation list, and you tell it to burn, and that's it. There's no added steps. Nero does everything for you to create a video CD, but unfortunately, Nero doesn't do all of this for the video DVD. I don't know why. I've heard it's something to do with copyright and this and that, but this is how you would do it. So, and then we're done here, and you would just do a
Control B, burn compilation dialog, burn page, determine maximum speed check.
do our Control B to start burning this video DVD. Okay, what we're going to discuss now is the preferences options in the files menu. I'm going to go through a few things in there that you might not be aware of that can be helpful.
Alt F menu, file menu, new.key, leave menus. Tab. Nero burning ROM. Menu bar, file. Menu, file, open, close, save, save as, compilation, refresh, compilation, preferences, dot, dot, dot. Enter, leave menus, preferences, dialog, general page, start with new compilation, checkbox, checked.
Okay, here in the general, we're in the general tab. I'm going to go down through this.
Start with new compilation, checkbox, checked.
If you don't want Nero to come up every time with the new compilation dialog, you can uncheck this box, and that will no longer come up, and you come right into Nero, and then you can do a file and then new to get to that. I just leave it on. Doesn't hurt anything.
Tab, automatically resize mental checkbox check tab, check for correct disk format before burning tab, check Joliet file names tab, show compilation size of the Nero status bar checkbox checked. Show compilation size of the Nero status bar checkbox checked.
Show compilation style size in the status bar allows you to do a JAWS Numpad 3 to find out how much data is in your compilation in megabytes. It's just something handy to have.
Tab, show option to shut down the PC after burning checkbox not checked.
Show option to shut down the PC after burning. I unchecked this. It's not important. You don't want to accidentally shut the PC down. It's just a box, a button. After you're done burning, that comes up that you could accidentally hit if you weren't careful. I just turn it off.
Tab, yellow marker left there, mid, set, FRN right there, tab, yellow marker left there, mid, set, FRN right there, and colon, tab, yellow marker, tab, red marker left there, mid, tab, red marker left there, and tab, red marker left there, and mid, tab, left dash in directory, read only edit, program, tab, route, tab, unsupported, left dash in, dot, 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 tab, okay button, tab, cancel button, tab, general tab, hash tab, language tab, in, sounds tab.
The sounds tab comes in handy for us who can't see.
Tab, sounds page, select the sound files that you would like Nero and Nero Express to play for the following events, colon, burn process successful, checkbox not checked.
It allows you to set up sound files, wave files that you can play after certain things happen in Nero,
Burn process successful, checkbox not checked.
such as the burn being successfully done,
Tab, burn process unsuccessful, checkbox not checked.
the burn process being unsuccessfully done.
Tab, Nero is waiting for a disk, checkbox not checked.
Nero's waiting for you to give it a source or a target disk.
Tab, OK button.
Those can all be checked. They're not checked by default. You can check them and add your own little sounds. Comes in handy, for us that can't see. Just gives you a little bit of added nicety there.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, sounds tab. Export features tab.
Going to go into the export features here just for a moment.
tab, export features page, overburning, enable disk dash attach one CD overburning, checkbox checked.
CD overburning. I have this checked. What this allows you to do is it allows you to extend by a minute or two or three on a CD to burn further than you normally could. On an 80-minute CD, it allows me to burn up to 82 minutes. On a 74-minute CD, it will allow me to go up to about 78 minutes. This is specific to each burner. Unless you really, really know what you're doing, I wouldn't turn it on. I wouldn't mess with it. CDs are cheap enough anymore that you really don't have to worry about it. But I have done this in the past to squeeze a few more minutes onto a CD.
Tab, maximum CD size, colon, edit, 82.
You can set how many minutes.
Tab, minute, zero.
How many seconds.
Tab, set, edit, zero.
How many milliseconds.
Tab, enable DVD overburning, checkbox not checked.
You also have the same options for DVD to squeeze a little bit more information onto it. I do not have this feature set on, and I have no idea how much any given burner can do for that.
Tab, enable generation of short lead dash out, checkbox not checked. Tab, do not eject the disk after the burn is complete, checkbox not checked.
If you don't want your CDs, DVDs being ejected after the burn completes, which is what Nero does by default, as soon as the burn is done, the drawer opens so you can take out your CD or DVD. You can uncheck this box and it will not do that. It'll leave the door closed until you open it. Sometimes nice, I used to do that so I wouldn't walk into it accidentally. You know, if you have the computer on the floor and you know you can't see, and Nero's finished its burn and it's opened the drawer and you're walking across and you smash right into the CD tray, which I have done in the past several years ago and was quite upset. You can tell it not to do that.
Tab, New Archive bits of written files during tab, enable all supported recorder formats, tab, enable Nero Mixer, tab, restore button, tab, OK button, tab, cancel button, tab, export features, tab, database tab, ultra buffer tab, file browser tab.
I'm going to go to the file browser tab here and just show you one thing.
Tab, file browser page, display shell icons, checkbox checked. Tab, remember packs on CD slash DVD, tab, show hidden files and folders, checkbox not checked.
There's a show hidden files and folders. By default, it's not checked. Nero will not show you hidden files or folders on the computer. If for some reason you need to burn some hidden files or folders, which is very unlikely, but I have a couple times in the past, you would put a check mark here, and when you go back into Nero, on your folders, you'll have the hidden files and folders visible. One problem with this, especially on Windows XP, and I would assume on Windows 2000, is that there are hidden folders for the recycle bin. Hold on. Hidden folders for the system, for the restore system, restore points and stuff. If you have hidden files and folders checked, these will be visible. What will happen sometimes if you go into one of these that Windows doesn't want you in, you'll get an error box that says, you know, access is denied, you know, you're not allowed in here, and that can cause a problem. So pretty much, unless you really, really need to do something like this, leave this unchecked. You know, don't mess with it.
Tab, confirm file rename, checkbox not checked. Tab, confirm file name extension change, checkbox checked. Tab, dust name similar to Windows, tab, URL tab, display files in the 3 tab, always show tab, OK button. Tab, cancel button. Tab, file browser tab. Miss tab.
Okay, there's nothing really to go over on any of these other tabs, I don't guess. So that's pretty much it for preferences. Just wanted to show you a few things there. Okay, this pretty much covers everything that I wanted to cover with Nero Burning ROM. I hope that everything I've told you has been helpful, and I've enjoyed doing this. I've learned a few things in the process myself that I didn't know. Tried to break this up so it wouldn't be so monotonous. It was quite a long demonstration, so that's why I created the four parts. But this concludes Nero Burning ROM. I hope you've enjoyed this. Thank you very much.